Hello, students. We are going to spend just a little time talking about a serious problem, and that is the baby boomer generational retirement time bomb. And relax, it's not as bad as it is made out to be in the press. It is not a trivial problem, it is a serious problem. But yours truly is very optimistic that we will meet the challenge and survive. Here's the problem. Between 1940, when Social Security was basically put into place in late 30s, and 2010, the average lifespan increased by 15 years. But at the same time, the retirement age for Social Security increased only 2 years, as we saw in the previous presentation. In 1940, there were very few retirees per worker. Most workers, particularly men, simply did not live to 65. Or they retired at 65 and then died at 66 or 67, or they retired at 62 and died at 64. Now, not only do most workers reach retirement, their retirement lasts an average of how many? Remember, that's a test question. 16 to 20 years. Every day for the next 15 plus years, 10,000 people will have their 65th birthday. The baby boom generation is in and approaching. The first folks of that are already in retirement, and the rest of it is coming through. Retirement. Slide 24. Here are the numbers. Back in 1940, for every one retiree, there were 30 workers. A 30-to-1 ratio. In 2010, there were 3 workers. And that's where we're approximately at, 3 workers per retirees. By 1950, we'll have 1.5 workers for every one retiree. It sure sounds scary, doesn't it? People's jaws drop. They just can't believe this. But there's something underneath these numbers that we need to take a look at. Slide 25. How did we manage to go from 30 workers per retiree down to 3 workers per retiree without significant economic upheaval? Well, when you look at what happened, it actually makes a lot of sense. In the previous world that some people want to go back to, daddy would go to work and fondle the secretary, and mommy would stay home and take Valium and beat the children. But that's not the case anymore, is it? Right, daddy and mommy both go to work, and so we go from 30-to-1 down to 15-to-1 with just that one change, women entering the workforce. Plus, the productivity gains that have been experienced and realized over the last 60 years have been substantial. People are far more productive than they used to be. It used to be that factories had thousands of workers. Now they have a few hundred, and that number continues to drop. And quite simply, as the number of retirees grew, the number of children per worker diminished. What do you mean? There's a reason why the baby boom generation is called the baby boom generation. Everybody had 4 to 6 kids. It was your patriotic duty to go out there and have as many children as you can to make sure we have enough people to fight the Ruskies. And if you only had one child or 2 children, there was something very strange about that family, probably communist sympathizers. But not anymore, right? Now if you have 5 or 6 kids, people look at you and say, you know, they know what causes that now. So the ratio of workers to dependents has stayed roughly the same. The difference is that the dependents now are no longer children, they're the elderly. We've replaced a whole bunch of niños running around with lots of abuelitos. Make sense? Right, that's what's happened. And that's what we see when we take a look at the demographics. the elderly are becoming a bigger and bigger part of the society. We are living longer. It's a great problem to have. Slide 26. And the problem is twofold. Baby boomers are not saving enough for their retirement. And I wish I would have saved this link. I didn't. But it was an interview of people who were looking at their retirement. And one gentleman said it matter of fact. Every time I say it, I sound like I'm sing-songing. But he said, unless a big bucket of cash falls out of the sky, I'm going to be working until I die. So in other words, a lot of people are just not taking Business 121 and learning they need to save for their retirement. Plus, there will not be enough workers to service the economy. Huh? Do you remember the very first slide? 76 million baby boomers will have retired and only 46 million Gen Xers will have come up to service to take their place? Yeah. Plus, the demand for health care is going to skyrocket, and other services that retirees need. Recall that the average person between ages 60 and 70 uses more medical resources than they did between ages 0 and 59, and one-third of all Medicare dollars are spent in the last year of life. This cannot continue. So we have a twofold problem. Boomers don't have enough savings, and there's going to be a worker shortage. Okay, so let's take a look on slide 27 to some of the possible solutions, financial solutions. Aggressive savings by boomers. Yeah, right. Everyone over 50 should be socking away those new maximum limits into their 401ks, into their Roth IRAs, and etc. But it's just not happening. You know, they got destroyed by the Great Recession, and some of them are still paying off the debt for their kids' education. And then some of them have to deal with their elderly, the traditionalists in their 80s and 90s. How about raising Social Security taxes? Now, this is talked about, and it's a political debate often, but there's an economic component behind it. One of the suggestions is to simply remove the limit on Social Security taxes for the wealthy. Most people don't realize this, but once you start making a certain amount of money, in 2016, it's $118,500. You no longer pay Social Security anymore. And there's a reason for this, because there's a cap on the withdrawals, there's a cap on the payments in Social Security, so they cap the taxes. Okay, well, when Bush the Younger in 2005 wanted to overhaul Social Security and make it solvent way into the future, one of the first things people said was, you can just remove that limit. He didn't like that, because that was what gets the wealthy. And what we find is that older people have traditionally more sway with politicians, so the politicians listen to older people, and they want Social Security to stay solvent. And as we said, folks, Social Security is not going bankrupt. There is a structural imbalance, and it will not be able to pay out the full amount. It's somewhere around 70-75%. So it will not go bankrupt. But we have to find some way to, you know, backfill this problem. But if we did nothing else, and which we will do other things, but if we did nothing else, if we just fixed the problem with Social Security, the taxes would essentially have to double from around 8% up to 16%. Because we're going from 3 workers per retiree down to 1.5 workers. Right, it's a recipe for intergenerational warfare, because the younger people are not going to want to see their Social Security contributions double. How about lowering the benefits? Well, again, seniors have traditionally more sway with politicians, so we have another intergenerational debate. Bush's proposal back in 2005 would have reduced benefits up to 49% for many workers. over the next several decades, and it would have hit the middle class the hardest, which is no surprise, because, yeah, that's who usually takes it on the chin, the middle class. So how far did that go? Didn't go very far, right? We'll see. Slide 29. How about investing Social Security in the stock market? Well, you don't hear too much about this one anymore after the Great Recession and the crash of 2008. Plus, the problem with it, remember, I'm a big stock market fan, right, folks? I'm a big ownership and investing fan. The problem with this is that it will be very, very costly. If you divert new individuals' money into investments and away from the traditional pension plan, the defined benefit plan that Social Security is now, and turn it into a defined contribution plan, you still have to pay the pensions for the current beneficiaries, for the current retirees. And the estimates range into the trillions of dollars. So this one probably isn't going to work. If we had started from before the boomers started to retire, it might have worked. And I, you know, as I said, I'm a big fan of this because you have the opportunity to do a whole lot better than the traditional pension plan. But if you don't invest wisely, you can do pretty poorly. However, the problem with financial solutions is that they alone will not work. And why is that? Well, we're on slide 30. An economy consists of both supply and demand. Let's assume that boomers have saved enough for their retirement. In other words, there's enough demand, right? If there are not enough goods and services to service the demand, in other words, there's not enough supply, you hear the economists say supply and demand. Let's say there's enough demand, but there's not enough supply. The result will be large-scale inflation of goods and services or large-scale deflation of financial assets, or both. Why? What are you talking about? For example, let's take a look. Slide 31. If I save, if I save more than everyone else, then I can retire without a problem. There's enough goods and services to supply my needs, my demands. But if everyone saves more, then everyone is going to want the same goods and services. Everyone will be bidding up the prices of healthcare, leisure, retirement housing. Or everyone will have to accept lower prices for our saved financial assets, since everyone would be trying to sell them at the same time to pay for the same goods and services. Many economists look at this and say it's overblown. You're not taking into account the dynamism of our economy to react quickly to changes, which it has shown it can do. Plus, you're also forgetting that there are 78 million millennials coming up, and they're going to want those financial assets. They're going to want to buy them from the boomers. So there's going to be enough supply. There's going to be enough demand. So say many economists. Others say, no, we have something to worry about. I'm sort of in the middle. I think there's going to be a little bit of both of these. So, personally, I will tell you, anybody who puts a gun to my head and says, what do you think is going to happen over the next 20, 30 years in the markets? I say, I think it's going to be muted. I don't think the returns are going to be what they were in the past, just because we're getting older and there's going to be that drag on our economy. But that doesn't mean I'm right. And that's why they call economics the dismal science. Slide 32. How about economic solutions? Speaking of economics, increased productivity. Well, this is always good, folks. This is always good, and it's happening at an astounding speed. But it's the same problem as increasing Social Security taxes. You must share the fruits of the increased productivity with the people who are still working. And it will increase, it will help the economy substantially, but not necessarily the goods and services that retirees need, because they tend to be labor intensive. Indeed, healthcare, leisure, those kind of things tend to need tend to be labor intensive. How about increasing developing world trade? And my humble opinion is this is where the next engine of world economic growth is. Right now, they're kind of taking it on the chin. The dollar's really strong. They've had problems with debt and China slowing and all kinds of stuff going on. But the demographics are in their favor. Right? They're coming out. Hundreds of millions of people are coming out of poverty every year. But retirement goods and services are not easily traded across the globe. How do you trade healthcare across the globe? Well, remember the surgery vacations? Right, exactly. Send the elderly to have their whatever done outside the United States. But how do you trade a golf membership? Well, yeah, it's not easy. And we need to reallocate the workforce. This is going to happen anyway because that's where the jobs are going to be, as we said. Healthcare. Slide 33. How about demographic? Because we're talking about a demographic problem. We're getting older. How about increased immigration? Oh, what a political football that is, huh? And have you ever visited a nursing home or assisted living facility? Yeah, they're from all over the world. They're our United Nations. People from all over the world are working in the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities. But to maintain the same ratio of workers to retirees, you know, going on to the night to 2050, we would need to allow 85 million immigrants into the country. You think that's going to happen? Right. We want to build the wall to keep the Americans from getting away from America if Trump. And how about increased retiree emigration? Costa Rica, anyone? In other words, get rid of the elderly. Well, I talked to my wife about retiring in Mexico, and she says I'm out of my mind, and yet she loves it also. But, yeah, the numbers are mind-numbing, folks. We would need to kick out 120,000 retirees each month for the next 30 years to keep the above ratio intact. Right? Is that going to happen? I don't think so. The above two scenarios will help somewhat, but not significantly. So how are we going to do it? How are we going to solve this problem? Slide 34. Increase the retirement age. It makes sense, folks. People are living longer. They're going to want to work longer, or they're going to have to work longer. To maintain the current ratio of workers to retirees, we would need to raise the accepted retirement age to 72 or 73 by the year 2030. And folks, it's going to happen. Whether it is mandated or not, it's going to happen because retirement will simply become unaffordable or unavailable or unpalatable to more and more workers. And the good news is it's already happening. Retirees are returning to the workforce. Their health is good. They want to be productive. And businesses are accommodating older workers with fewer hours, more flexible work schedules. And I have a wonderful story, actually two, of people who I ride bikes with, one of which has retired about 4 or 5 times. He's an incredibly talented engineer, and he would retire and get incredibly bored. And so he'd go back to work 3 hours a day or a few times a week, and they realized how, you know, powerful this guy is, so they kept loading up work on him until finally he had another job, 40 hours a week or more, and he said, this is ridiculous, so he'd retire, and then after a year or so he would get bored and go back. So now what he does is he has his own repair business, and he does very little work. He'll fix a refrigerator or a washing machine or something like that, or because he just can, you know, and we need him. And then another woman who I work with, I ride bikes with, she was counting the days. She couldn't wait till she was 60 and was going to retire from health care. She's a phenomenal, very experienced nurse in the emergency room atmosphere. Emergency room work. And it was mostly not because she didn't enjoy her work. She did. Her boss was evil, and she couldn't wait to get out from underneath this person. And I told her, I said, you know what? 6 months, a year, you're going to get a phone call. Excuse me. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get an offer. Good money, fewer hours, fewer responsibilities. And it's just going to be too good to pass up. And she said, you're out of your mind. Forget it. It's not going to happen. So she retires and she bikes around Bali and bikes in New Hampshire, was it, or Vermont. And, you know, they see the fall colors. And it was almost 6 months to the day that she retired, almost, that she got the phone call. And they said, you know, we need somebody to just fill in. Here's what we'll pay you. You don't have to worry about management responsibilities. And sure enough, she said, I heard your words ringing in my ears. And now she is still contributing to society. Yeah. Plus, you know, the money's good. You are now hearing politicians saying that we need to raise the retirement age. A few years ago, no politician would have dared say anything like this for fear of being lynched. But it only makes sense. It's demographics. We're living longer, we're going to work longer. Slide 35. We will solve this problem. We have faced serious problems before. The American economy is extremely resilient. The American people are extremely resourceful. A combination of some or all of the previous possible solutions will be implemented with or without formal planning and consensus. Although we Americans are very resilient and resourceful, we tend to be horrible at planning. And we will criticize the Europeans and the Japanese because that's all they do is plan. And we're jumping up and down saying, come on, we want to do something. And the Europeans and Japanese look at us as cowboys and they don't do sufficient planning. So wouldn't it be nice if we could merge the two? Yeah. We will indeed be living in interesting times. Are you familiar with the ancient Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. Cool, huh? My understanding is that it really isn't from China. I don't know where it came from, but it's attributed to the Chinese, and supposedly it's an ancient curse. But look it up, because I always thought it was really interesting, and then I thought, maybe this thing is, you know, I should do some sort of research on this, because you have to be careful with all these quotes from people and these old adages. So a lot of them are just have no basis, or they came from someplace else. So we will be living in interesting times. And I'm optimistic. Personally, I'm very optimistic, assuming the world doesn't end and we don't blow ourselves up or die in our own poop. Slide 36. The bottom line on retirement is that it will change. The nature of retirement will change. Expect on living much longer than you ever thought you would. Yippee! Hooray! Great! Expect on working much longer than you ever thought you would. Start saving now. Grumble, bitch. Gripe. Yeah, sorry. I tell you the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are ready to begin our final presentation, the final chapter of our class and the final chapter of life. So I will see you in the next presentation and last on estate planning, preparing for our ultimate demise. See ya!